The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the up all night, sleep all day edition. Our basic goal here, to keep you awake for at least the next 2 hours. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, Kroot. Good to see you. Rich on the board. Thank you, brother. 844-967-2789. The jury has been sent home today, Kroot. They're done deliberating for the day.
Did somebody wake up the defendant and tell him?
Pardon me. Yes, apparently the defendant was once again really tired. I think he was up rage tweeting all night and therefore was unable to stand when everyone else, when the jury, extra jurors were leaving. He was still sitting down and getting gently prodded by his attorney. Hey, I mean, it seems to me like one of the, when you fall asleep in class and everyone just leaves, you know, and you wake up, you're the last one there. Where'd everybody go? I mean, what is he doing?
Was he drooling on the defense table?
Right.
Dom, something I did not realize until today, and I find it quite intoxicating, quite frankly, the fact the defendant has got to stay, at the courthouse? Or at least in proximity?
At the courthouse while the jury is deliberating.
So he's stuck in town.
Yeah, I called for a verdict by tomorrow. Wait, what is today? No, see, I told you.
Today is Wednesday.
By Friday, another couple of days. Now, apparently, the jury wants to get
Drag it out.
Now, the fact that Trump, and I did not know this either, was news to me. I saw it on the New York Times. Trump must also remain inside the courthouse while the jury is deliberating. So I'm with you, man. Let this thing, let it go. 30 days is fine with me.
Dom, let me ask the audience now. 844-967-2789. How is Donald Trump killing the time while the jury is out? How does Donald Trump spend his days when he's trapped in Manhattan at the courthouse, or maybe a diner nearby? I'd like to hear from the audience.
A diner nearby, man. He's got to be in the courthouse.
I was told.
Yes.
And when I say I was told, I was watching CNN and I heard other legal experts that have actually had this problem. They often will take the defendant off campus to a nearby restaurant or bar. I'm like, I'd be hammer drunk. You know, if you left me at a bar all day drinking, waiting on a jury.
And you must stay here. I mean, you know, they wouldn't know. You wouldn't communicate with the jury when they came up with their decision, but. Okay. So anyway, nearby in town, in the courthouse.
I know you'd be hammer drunk.
Either way you look at it, Donald Trump is hamstrung. He's got to stay there until this thing is done.
Again, I ask the fair audience, 844-967-2789. That works as a phone number, works as a text number. But the question, how's Trump going to kill his time while the jury is out? There are only so many positive Trump headlines that they can feed the man. I was reading over at the Raw Story, Dom. Former President Donald Trump had to be shaken awake during court proceedings in his criminal hush money trial Wednesday. That's today, Dom, in case you were, you know, a little lost on your calendar. Even as Justice Juan Merchan sent the jury off to determine his fate, according to one journalist inside the building, the man's... The jury is out and Trump's still sleeping. Let him sleep. He's so beautiful he's so when he sleeps.
He's so
Isn't that what Lena Haba or one of his sycophants said? Oh, Lauren Boebert had that to say of him. Dom, lead attorney Todd Blanche was seen repeatedly prodding his client as alternative jurors filed out of the Manhattan criminal courtroom. Hey, wake up, old man. Where Trump stands accused of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Here is how it's being reported by the Daily News's Molly Crane Newman. Blanche appeared to gently shake Trump awake. Wake up, old man. Nudging his shoulder as the six alternatives filed out of the courtroom, and he was the only person still sitting down. It's not the first time Trump was caught sleeping in the court. Really? I mean, sleeping and farting quite often. I believe the reports have said.
Dreamy Don.
Don Snorleone? Reporters inside the courtroom said Trump took frequent bona fide naps, or, as he has described it in the past, repeatedly closed his beautiful blue eyes.
You know, when my old man used to hang out with us and after dinner or whatever, he all the time, he'd close his eyes for a few minutes and, you know, all of a sudden he starts that little, you know, one of those that snore himself awake. I'm like, God, Dad, just go up and lay down, man. Get it, you know, take a nap. Oh, no, I'm just resting my eyes. I do that right before I fall asleep, too.
I do that on the radio show when you're talking sometimes. His sleepy demeanor in court stands in stark contrast to the nervy messaging he delivered outside of the courtroom, where he compared himself, and I often do this, Dom, to Mother Teresa.
Oh, yes, yes, because Jesus was too big a stretch.
And
or has he already done that?
Painted himself as a victim of a kangaroo court. Trump's apparent calm contrasts what CNN analysts say are mounting fears amongst his team. He will be convicted. And former federal prosecutor Joyce Vance on Wednesday took note of what the newest NAP report indicated in regards to the presumptive Republican nominee's ongoing presidential campaign. You know, he's burning the candle at both ends, Dom. If you can't stay awake in your own criminal trial, Vance quipped, you might not be the best person to run the country.
I'm just suggesting.
There are some contrasts there. I mean, you really got to think about that. If he is not capable of staying awake at his felonious criminal trial, maybe he's not well suited to, you know, run the country. MAGA thinks he's perfect.
He's perfect. He's great. He's awesome. He's our guy. He's Don. Of course, if this were anything to do with
Joe Biden, more of the Don Snorleone guy.
I mean, it would be all over the place. They'd be going nuts about it. But since it's their guy as standard, they just give it a pass. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? You are up. Welcome. Happy hump day, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I didn't even see you in the queue yet. Way to get up there.
It's just that you guys flashed an image in my head I can't get out. I would love to see Donald Trump coming back into that courthouse at like 3:30 in the afternoon after sitting at a bar getting hammered drunk. I mean, by all reports, he's never been drunk in his life. I would love to see his first drunk be a hammer drunk in front of a jury.
I don't think that would bode well for the soon-to-be convicted former president, first-time binge drinker.
If he's coming back into the courthouse, Bob, if he's coming back into the courthouse, they've already made the decision. Whether or not he's sober or falling over drunk won't matter. They're going to change their mind if he's stone cold sober, man.
Bob, have you ever been in court drunk? Because my lawyer was when I was a defendant.
Maybe that's why you were convicted.
I was in court and I was drunk and I was not dressed appropriately either.
But were you naked, Bob? Did they bring you straight from the holding cell?
Bad boys. What you going to do?
It was in Key West, so they were lax about the dress rule, at least.
Yeah.
But no, I don't care. I don't care if he goes into a jury that hates him. I just want to see him stand there and try to bluff his way through a hammer drunk in front of these people. It would be well worth the price of admission.
Well, the crushing and snorting of the Ritalin might have something to do with it. I mean, yeah, you know, you got to cannonball it, man. A little bit of up, a little bit of down. You got the whole point is to keep an even keel, Bob. Thanks for the call, man.
Don pulls it off.
9-6-7
At least a couple hours each day on the radio, man. I don't know how you do it. You're a great little drunk.
It is. It's the peak and valleys kill you, man. That's what you got to stay away from.
Just stay drunk constantly?
You never get a hangover then.
844-967-2789. There is some new news, Dom. I don't know if you'd call this new news, but there is some news at the Daily Beast that apparently post-sexual escapade with Stormy Daniels, Trump went back to the golf course the next day and did a little bragging to some of the professional athletes.
Oh,
told them they should all be bedding a porn star.
Yeah, man. It added like 20 yards to his drive.
Well, that's everybody. What was being anonymously reported. Now, a professional athlete, I'm thinking Ben Roethlisberger, didn't want his name associated with Donald Trump. He's had his own sexual problems, if you know what I'm saying. Same golf tournament, same Lake Tahoe golf tournament.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure Ben, like, he walked her back to the room, or like he tried to get someone in on the action at the time, to my reading of the reporting.
I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger was there when, no, that was later. Like, Trump was trying to introduce her around, saying everyone should know Stormy. What do you think, Dom? Do you think he was watching some porn today, killing some time, maybe some old historic Stormy tapes?
Wow, right? Well, VHS tapes out, man. I mean, you know, Beta, who knows what they got these days?
Well, she is on the hub. I did a little research for the sake of the show.
I mean, she was in her 20s back then, man. That's a long time ago. Looked a lot like his daughter.
I wonder why Ivanka hasn't showed up for the hush money trial of the woman that apparently reminds Trump of his daughter. Wonder why she wouldn't come to court to support the old man. Maybe she knows he snores loud and farts when he sleeps. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. I've stayed in the room with you. You do as well, Salvia. After midnight, we're gonna let all hang down.
Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do.
So let's rock and roll all night and party every day!
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women. Every week.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the greatest radio show ever. Gets a little better when you join us, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I want to reinforce my statement from the last segment, talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger and Stormy Daniels. I found this at the postgazette.com. This is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This is back on May 7th. Former Steelers quarterback who won a Super Bowl was sitting with Mr. Trump at a Lake Tahoe at the Tahoe Resort on July of 2006, the day after Ms. Daniels first had sex with then NBC's The Apprentice host. Daniels testified. She said Trump's bodyguard called to ask if she would meet him again. She agreed because it wasn't public. He introduced me as his little friend Stormy to Big Ben, quote unquote, Daniels testified. She then said that she talked Roethlisberger into letting her try on his championship ring. Ooh, it was all new, man. He just won. Then she testifies, quote, Donald excused himself. He had to leave. I don't remember why. And he made Ben promise to take care of me. She said in a 2011 interview with In Touch magazine, she testified that Mr. Trump had Mr. Roethlisberger walk her back to her hotel room. In her 2018 book, she wrote that she was terrified because the former Steeler asked for a good night kiss and pushed your hotel room door. There's more to it, but you can find it. Point being, yeah, Ben was in on that too. And if Trump was talking trash at the golf course, I mean, that seems to reinforce that.
Well, let me read a little from the Trump team's denial today, Dom.
Okay.
Donald Trump's chief spokesman has lashed out at new revelations about Donald Trump's actions at the celebrity golf tournament he participated in, where he met up with adult film star Stormy Daniels and had a brief sexual fling, it's written here, Dom, and that has come back to haunt him. In an interview with the Daily Beast, a celebrity athlete who wished to remain anonymous described the former president boasting about having sex with the porn star the following day and called the former president's follow-up comments gross. Gag me with a spoon, Dom. According to the Beast's report, the athlete stated he was close to Trump and Daniels while they socialized at the 2006 American Century Championships celebrity golf tournament on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe, and that when he boasted about sleeping with the porn star, everyone knew who he was talking about. It was clear to me and everyone who heard him he was talking about Stormy, the pro athlete claims, and claimed that Trump encouraged other celebs to try and have sex with Daniels. Comments he called crass, gross, and stupid. Up until then, I thought maybe it was Ben Roethlisberger, but maybe not, because Ben apparently took the advice, unless it's the rejection we're now reading about at the Daily Beast.
Perhaps.
He said all these things like, you got to bang a porn star. It's incredible. It added 20 yards to my drive today.
Oh, my God, dude.
The report notes that he has shared the Trump tryst story before and that prosecutors in the Manhattan hush money trial did not reach out to him. With the Beast reporting, his account appears to be the first publicly reported description of Trump telling people he had sex with Daniels around the time Daniels says he did. Let's not forget, Todd Blanche, in summation earlier this week, is still claiming never happened.
Never happened.
Asked for a comment, Trump spokesperson Steve Chung, what a great job that must be, attempted to dismiss the new revelations, instead accusing the reporter of working hand-in-hand with President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. Yeah. This is Joe's fault?
Uh-huh.
The Biden campaign is in freak-out mode and will try anything to cling to power. Crooked Joe Biden is a failed president trying to distract from his disastrous tenure. Publishing lies, rumors, and innuendos are the hallmarks of losing campaigns and desperate failing media outlets trying to stay afloat. It's time to make America great again and re-elect President Trump. That doesn't sound like a denial, Dom.
I didn't hear him say it didn't happen.
Dom, Trump's hush money trial related to Daniel's affair is headed for a closure this week. This week? I hope it's longer than that. Because apparently Trump has to hang around the courtroom, or at least the courthouse, or stay in nearby proximity. And I would wonder, Dom, how do you kill that kind of time? I mean, you know he's not playing Wordle.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Maybe someone got one of those little spinner things, the fidgets. Maybe he's got a fidget or like a little spinning top.
How many Diet Cokes do you think he goes through during this waiting period? Three an hour? Maybe four? He's got a button back at Mar-a-Lago. He pushes and at the Oval Office. Bring me a Diet Coke. That was like his favorite thing to say. Well, I've heard even sitting in court without the benefit of his IV drip Diet Cokes. That's part of the reason he's sitting there so sleepy, man. He can't get his ingestion.
You can't have a soda or something at the defense table? I mean, what is this?
It written that he is unable to consume Diet Cokes in the same voracious way he normally does.
Good thing he's not a smoker. That'd be tough. Yeah, what is Donald Trump doing? Here's what I think he's doing. You know, when people go to prison, all of a sudden, they become like attorneys. Yeah, I'm going to do my own research. You know, and I found the one thing that's going to get me out of here, right?
Didn't Michael Cohen use AI to be a prison attorney for him?
Donald Trump is probably doing some Googling on law, and he's been talking about this, defense of attorney act. I got to come up
advice of counsel defense.
So he's very concerned that he was not able to present this particular defense for some reason. It's all Marshawn's fault. But what's Trump been doing, man? He's been Googling black law dictionaries. Or not.
Are you sure that's not Urban Dictionary?
Oh, not at all.
Folks,
does he even have his phone?
You know, the only person, my understanding, that's had a phone in court are the Trump supportive. And in fact, it was reported earlier today as Mershon was instructing the jury.
Yeah.
Trump attorney, but not on this trial. Alina Haba, you know, better to be pretty than smart because you can fake smart. And I'm thinking, not in your case. But she apparently was looking at videos while Mershon was instructing the jury. And my only question, was she watching porn in court? Did she get caught watching porn in court, Dom?
Maybe some Stormy Daniels best of? I mean, hard to say.
And looking for a exculpatory video?
When I did do some research for the show and observed some of Stormy's work over the years, of the highlight reel that I saw, every one of the male actors used a condom. Just saying.
I didn't find that in my research. More devil's advocates.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates are right by me, Dom. Welcome back to it. 844-967-2789. We mentioned this is a up all night, sleep all day Wednesday edition. Dom's not even clear what day of the week it is.
It's Wednesday. I figured it out.
But the truthy social tweeting, or whatever you call it, the truthing that Trump did overnight.
The socialing?
It was very strange because you talked about the advice of counsel defense that Trump was longing for. But do you know whose advice he's claiming he was following under that advice of counsel defense? Michael Cohen. Let me read a little of this for the sake of the audience now. The former president spent the evening stewing on Truthy Social about closing arguments in his hush money trial, complaining in all caps rants that New York Justice Juan Mershon refused to permit him to use an advice of counsel defense, which would have allowed him to argue that he'd relied in good faith on legal advice from attorney Michael Cohen. Let me read what Trump was truthing out last night, Dom, because this is ironic. He basically is saying, look at the credibility that Michael Cohen had. I didn't have a fixer. I had a lawyer who at the time was fully accredited and accepted within the legal community, but the judge is not allowing me to use the reliance on counsel defense. I may be the only person in the country not allowed to do so, and the only one who has a very unconstitutional and restrictive gag order. Not fair. Freedom! I think he stole that freedom from,
Mel Gibson?
Well, I was going to say Scott Walker, but, it works either way. Now, the judge ordered Trump's lawyers to disclose before the trial whether they would raise an advice of counsel defense, and they said they would not, but would instead offer something called the presence of counsel. Mershon wrote, which I've never heard of.
There's no such thing?
A little bit more from the, late night truther, Dom. Can you imagine that I, as a defendant, am not allowed to rebut or correct many lies told during the five-hour filibuster just put on by the Soros-backed DA's office in the Manhattan court? Yeah, you could have given testimony. You chose not to. A little bit more. Trump posted, referring to the closing argument by prosecutor Joshua Steinglass. What a disgraceful performance of misrepresentation it was. MAGA 2024. Just got to put it out there. Like hashtag mean girl. Now, Dom, defendants delivered their closing arguments first in New York while prosecutors go last. But many states reverse that order but allow prosecutors to deliver a rebuttal since they bear the burden of proof, of proving the guilt. And Trump then turned his attention to Robert De Niro, of course, who who had joined President Joe Biden's campaign outside the courthouse to praise the heroism of former police officers Harry Dunn and Michael Fanone on their actions during the January 6th riot. And the actor then argued with a bystander who interrupted to call them traitors. This is how Trump responded to De Niro last night on his Truthy social platform, Dom, that they earned nearly $750,000 this quarter.
Wow.
And only burned something north of $300 million. But anyways.
It's great.
I never knew how small, both mentally and physically, wacko former actor Robert De Niro was. Today, De Niro, who suffers from an incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, commonly known in the medical community as TDS.
Yes, yes, they're teaching it with Wisconsin Medical right now, dude. It's all over the place. I'm gonna quit radio. I'm gonna go get my degree in TDS because this is tedious.
So late last night, as he's out truthy socialing these things, he felt it important to let you know the medical community calls it TDS. Was met outside the courthouse with a force far greater than the radical left. MAGA, Robert, who's he goes on to crap on De Niro a little bit. Again, guy won a couple Oscars. He's 8 times nominated. Let me see if I can catch the spirit.
Robert De Niro, man.
Robert, whose movies, artistry, and brand have gone way down in value since he entered the political arena, takes one to no one, fella.
You know what I mean? So much projection.
Pot
all the time.
Meet Black Kettle. Since he entered the political arena at the request of crooked Joe Biden, looks so pathetic and sad out there. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? What?
What time? Are these time stamped? Can you tell, or is this an article you're getting this from?
I was reading this from an article. I'm not currently on the Truthy Social. Apparently, one of the jurists in the Trump hush money trial follows Trump on the Truthy Social.
Oh.
I didn't see that as a good sign. 844-967-2789. Any more you want to contribute, or should we let the audience tell us?
I'm actually, let's see here, truthy details, not allowed to rebut. Okay, so the filibuster, Mega 2024, that was sent at 11:20 p.m. That would have been Eastern time.
That's not so late. I was up past midnight last night.
But he's a tired old man. I'm confused. He fell asleep at court again today, man. He was the only one sitting down in the courtroom when some of the jury was leaving, man. He's going to get prodded by his attorney to get his ass awake. And by the way, I did hear Tapper on CNN again reinforce Donald Trump. While he does not necessarily have to be in the courtroom that he's being tried in, he has to be in the courthouse.
So he can't leave the building?
Correct.
Can't go to a strip club? Can't go to Scores?
Nope. Nope. Nope.
No delicatessens. Nope, no day drinking. No bodega appearances.
I mean, nope.
844-967-2789. You can always appear on the greatest radio show ever. Just dial us like Mark has from Perry to Sac. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do any drinking until I get cleared by my doctor. But,
well, but I mean, what sort of company would you make for the defendant?
I would make, for the defendant, I'd make poor company for the defendant because I just, you know, that my tolerance for idiocy is just non-existent anymore with this guy.
Really? Right. Mine's really gotten, I've discovered, Mark, I have a great tolerance for idiocy. It's really moved the mark these last few years, I got to tell you.
And maybe that's, I'm not defining it quite right. It's just sad that, you know, it kind of makes me heartsick when I hear these people, you know, and say, well, they shouldn't have brought these charges against Donald Trump. You know that they should just ignore all his criming that has gone on. Just ignore the fact that one of the first meetings he had with the Russians, he dropped the dime on an agent and got that. You know, so that agent had to get pulled out of, you know, that where it was, and that it just, and you know, that he ended up his career in the White House by stealing documents and not giving them back, and who knows. How many
they were my documents. I declassified them in my mind, Mark. You don't even know how the process works.
But those were the those were not his documents. Those were the people's documents. They were property of the people of the United States, held in trust by the current occupant, whoever the current occupant of the White House is, and he certainly violated the public trust there. I mean, it's just,
I got to tell you, Mark, violating the public trust is way down the list of the alleged crimes of Donald Trump, and I think perhaps even, cooking the books to pay off a porn star that you allegedly had sex with by your own bragging at the golf outing. But anyways, a few more callers. Let's try to sneak some in.
Hang on real quick, Crudy, 844-967-2789. The Truthy Social, his last tweet, 11:46 p.m. last night. That was the Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio. And then...
Cuckoo-ca-choo?
Then, once again, Up and Adam did a share at 6:16 a.m.
I got more sleep last night than Trump did.
And that's the assuming, of course, he didn't like put down and pass out and get up and go. I mean, it's probably a process for Trump. So,
do you think there was some bronzer in there somewhere?
I mean, don't you?
The hair takes at least an hour.
I know, man.
I mean, those toupees, they don't just jump on your head.
Pizza Box Mike, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, I think that this trial is a total sham against the American public. I mean, why can't I watch what's going on here? You got this bulldog lawyer calling Cohen a liar. So no kidding, dude. That's a prerequisite before you can get hired by Trump or anything. You got to be a liar and a cheater, which says something about you defending the biggest liar about you called the MVP of liar, Michael Cohen. Not even up to the ankles of Donald Trump, 31,000 lies as president. Come on, dude. This is really bad. He's going to walk away from it. So all it takes is one person to say, oh, no, I don't think he's guilty. And this clown walks. The justice in this country, well, to be honest with you, democracy and justice has never been a big part of this country since the day it was established.
It's something we aspire to, Mike. We're trying to get there. And I share you, man. I hear you. But we got to wait and see. They just went to deliberations. They're done for the day, Mike. They'll come back tomorrow. They'll keep plugging away. Trump will be in New York at the courthouse while it happens. I hear you, man. I do. And I appreciate you, Mike. I know you're passionate. I know you're dialed in. I know you're tuned in. But I got to tell you, I'm feeling okay about this right now. Look, at the end of the day, however we feel about it, regardless, good or bad about it, doesn't impact the outcome. I didn't watch the Brewer game last night, and as soon as I turned it on, they started losing. No, the universe doesn't work like that. We can have our feelings, have our thoughts. We can justify them based on the facts as we are aware of them or the truths that we know. But at the end of the day, this is in the hands of 12 other people, man. It ain't us. It ain't us. And did the prosecution do their job? We'll find out.
You always underestimate the risk to America, Dom. You always underestimate. You're just self-complacent. You're just happy to be you. You live the life of Riley. I mean, your life ain't getting any worse under a Trump administration till they throw you in the gulag.
Yeah, until they expose some lawfare on me for what? Paying off a porn star and what? Adjusting some bank records, some business records. Come on, man. You got to be engaged to do that. I do think that another Trump presidency would be bad for this country. I really do. I certainly agree with that. But here's the thing. Folks that support Donald Trump, they're not going anywhere, whether or not Trump loses. Man, this is...
Yeah, but I don't want to give the keys to government and the new codes. And
it doesn't matter, man. They're going to put someone up the next time. The issues that we have continue as a people, regardless of whether or not Trump or Biden wins, man.
CJ ain't going away either. 844-967-2789. CJ, how you been, fella?
Hey, CJ.
Eagerly anticipating a vindicating verdict for Trump in New York?
I don't really expect it with 95% vote Democrat. And the way that judge has handled the case, he won't even let an FCC expert testify. Yeah,
not FCC.
But he'll let
FEC.
Michael Cohen speak to FCC rules and laws, but he'll let Michael Cohen approve him. So, no, I don't expect a fair trial because it hasn't been. But that doesn't really shock me. But the sad case is our country's being destroyed while you guys are talking about this crap, you know, because that's the plan. The plan is working. Merrick Garland's plan is working.
New York state trial, fella.
Come on, man. Matt, number one, as Curtis said, this is a state trial. Number two, if Merrick Garland would have got off his ass a long time ago, we wouldn't be in the position that we are in right now.
Took over 20 months to name a special prosecutor.
If you want
to
criticize Merrick Garland, you're not going to get a whole lot of pushback from this guy.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Got time for your phone calls. And eventually, Dom, Alito has a new explanation for the Jersey Shore house. We'll tell you that. But your phone calls. Let's keep talking about the Trump trial. If CJ is irritated, it must be good news for us. 844-967-2789.
To say one thing, Trump.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going there soon at 844-967-2789.
Dom, since CJ listens every day, but he doesn't really believe us, I would like to refute what he just said by using the words of a Foxy News host earlier today. Fox News anchor to Alina Habba, Biden not responsible for Trump trial. Are you listening? Are you listening, CJ? I see you in the queue. Are you still listening? Fox News anchor, legal analyst Shannon Bream, push back on an assertion made by Alina Habba. She was the one watching the video in court.
While the judge was giving jury instructions, yes.
Someone on the text line said it was Hunter Biden porn she was probably watching.
Nice.
Her and MTG both. But anyways, here is the statement made by Alina Habba. And Joe Biden, unfortunately, can't really do anything in office, Habba said, as she joined Bream, the host of Fox News Sunday, who was broadcasting for much of the afternoon from outside the Manhattan courthouse where the Trump trial is taking place. So he's got to use the same means as somebody who's just trying to have a quick slip and fall and make money. And that is, frankly, what we're seeing right now. I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, is that like being like a personal injury attorney? A quick slip and fall? So anyways, Habba continued. This is exactly a Biden show because he's got to distract the American people. And then Bream shut her down. But the Biden administration is not responsible for this trial.
Right.
And Habba came back in a CJ-like indignant fashion. How can you say the Biden administration is not responsible? Habba shot back. And Bream explained, as I've tried to, CJ, it's a state trial. It's Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Whether you think there's a political motive for him, it's not connected to the Department of Justice. I mean, the feds passed on these election charges. After Habba suggested logs showing state officials in New York and Georgia visiting the White House was proof of political influence in Trump's prosecution, Bream, the Foxy News host, pushed back by saying, "The Fed passed on these cases, is the point I'm making." In other words, there's no connection, CJ. A little bit more. I don't know if you know this, Don, but Trump faces 34 charges in New York, and it's not Joe Biden's fault.
No, it's not.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, it's not your fault either, I would hope. Welcome. Hey, what do you got for us?
Thanks a lot, Devil. Great show today. Hey, I don't know where he gets the idea that the country's going in a tank or being destroyed. We have the best economy in the world, and Biden likes working people. He likes Social Security and Medicare, all things.
People polled are terribly misinformed on that topic, Paulie. I mean, it's not because we're not trying to tell them. We're going to play some sound of the president, Joe Biden, not the defendant, in just a few minutes. But people are terribly misinformed about the state of the economy. They think we've got the highest unemployment rate in 50 years. The truth is just the opposite, Paul, as you well know. I mean, hell, the stock market just cracked 40,000. It's retreated a little from that high point. But, I mean, it was like 18, 19,000 when Trump left office.
Well, this is one of the best economies in my lifetime, and I'm retired, so maybe Bill Clinton might have been a little bit better, and he took over for Daddy Bush there. But, hey, Merrick Garland sucks, man. I mean,
nobody's arguing with you, Paul.
he's a disaster. I mean, Trump might have been in jail by now for all we know, but so New York is going after him. I still think they'll find one juror not to agree and maybe be a hung trial myself, but I hope I'm wrong because Trump is a disaster, CJ, or any right way. You know what? This guy makes Bush look good, okay?
Slow down.
And that's...
I mean, Wisco Paul, he hasn't led us into any wars of aggression yet, and he hasn't killed half a million Iraqis yet. But, you know, he's talked about deporting millions of people, Paul, so he could far exceed W.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't know where to go from there, but we got a great economy. I like Biden. I wish there was two different people running, but there isn't. So I have to ride with Biden because Trump, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't like democracy. And he proved that on J6, whether you want to believe that or not. And when you hear, this is the bottom line. When a man speaks, you should listen to him. So if you listen to what Trump is saying, it's not good. So that's all I have for today. And Garland sucks, man.
All right, man. Thank you for the call, Paulie. Tom from Madison will squeeze you in. What do you got for us, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I love listening to DJ and you guys, but the one thing I'm tired of is the whole, oh, my God, they're out to destroy America. It's such snowflake stuff, man. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Next time, ask him to define exactly how the country's being
open
destroyed.
Borders, high inflation. They're taking our jobs. They're taking our guns.
How does that affect CJ personally? I haven't heard anything. I mean, the guy's still got unemployment if he gets unemployed. He's got Social Security when he retires. He's got it made in the shade. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, but he probably won't take any vaccines, and, you know, the next pandemic's likely to do him in. And there's also the investment in DJT stock. You know, he's all in on the DJT. So, Tom, there could be financial ruin in his future.
1.19, almost 2.5% to 51.12 at closing, but in after hours, trading is down just a tad.
Oh,
keep praying.
That's a shame. President Joe Biden, his sound from earlier today, and Alito's latest blaming it on the wife, Dominic
the Crudy.